Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's the Heritage Distilling cold open. Dude, did we talk about how you could hear the Seahawks fans on the Arizona game? Which you usually can when they play in Arizona, but this time it was especially loud. And I just have to say that being a Seahawks fan, that is one of my favorite things about being a Seahawks fan, is always hearing Seahawks fans during away games on TV.
Oh, like we alluded to in the last one, energy, man.
It's the best.
It was present.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, and that's special, man. You look at the Rams and the Chargers.
Yeah.
When we played the Chargers, you heard all the 12s,
yep.
You know, cheering us on instead of the Chargers. So it's, I mean, that's got to suck, you know. I can't imagine playing in my home field and just like, you know, trying to quiet the crowd for our offense.
Well, I told you guys how I went to the Chargers game here in LA and everything, but leaving the stadium, I had my son up on my shoulders and he's wearing all his Seahawks gear. And so we're walking out with the crowd and he's just up above the whole crowd going, "See!" And everyone's just going, "Hawks!" And he's just like this little 7-year-old. And he's just, dude, you start him young, right? And he's just loving it. He's like commanding the crowd. And of course, the Chargers fans are just like, "Boo!" And it's like, "Oh, hey, listen. We came here, our team dominated, we took over your stadium, we're doing our chant, this is how it goes." It was nice to see that repeated in Arizona. I think it'll be repeated in Germany this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of C chants in Munich, I have a feeling.
The 12 show up and show out, man.
Oh, yeah, they do. You want to break down this game with the Buccaneers and kick this episode off?
Spin it.
Take 12 if you want to run uncut. Yeah. Unapologetic from the jump. Yeah. And no politics in this club. Just dirt from the streets and the creeks in the mud. Take 12. Best podcast for the Seahawks. Number one sports talk. Yeah, we got it on live. Take 12. Every episode, 12 hot takes. And we rep it for Seattle, my place.
Take 12. Take 12 podcast. I'm Brett. He's Lofa. You guys can email the show anytime. It's SeahawksPod@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on all social media at Take 12 Pod, P-O-D. Shout out to our sponsors, Heritage Distilling, Wiener Schnitzel, Fit My Foot, Bet Online, Epic Seats, Simply Seattle. Oh, my goodness. Right now, let me remind you that we're coming to you from the Wiener Schnitzel Digital Studio, two locations in Everett and Fife. Do something for do something different for lunch today, everybody. Oh. Grab a chili dog or just a regular dog, bratwurst, a sauerkraut on there. Ooh, yeah. French fries. Order them extra crispy. If you go in, you go up to the counter. You can say, "Hey, a little extra crispy." Now, if you're in the drive-thru, come on, we don't got time for that. You got to get your order, get out of here. I'm behind you. You know what I mean? But if you go in person, ask for the fries extra crispy. You down with that, Lofa? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool with me.
Also, listen, You got a line going at the drive-thru, Wiener Schnitzel? Do the thing where you pay for the car. What do? You pay for the car in front of you? No, behind you. You get a line going? You ever do that at a drive-thru, Lofa? You ever been a part of one of those chains?
I went to a Starbucks one time, and they were like, the dude in front of you. And I was like, all right, well, let me buy for the person behind me.
But they're not a sponsor, so to hell with them. If you go to Wiener Schnitzel.
You just asked me if I ever happened.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. But hey, you guys, let's start something here. If you go to Wiener Schnitzel in Everett or Fife, and you're in the drive-thru, if there's a little, if there's a car behind you, why don't you take care of them? Let's see if we can get 51 cars in a row.
Yeah, or even just a chili dog for him.
Maybe we just start at 12. Maybe the goal is 12.
Yeah.
Start low. Maybe just hook him up with a chili dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. I mean, I say we shoot for 51 and then we do the full meal deal and we just try to go crazy with it. But you guys want to go a little, all right, fine. We'll slow play it. Fine.
Tom Brady.
It's one of those moments where no one knows what to do. All right, moving on. Lofa, the Seahawks take on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the ground in Munich, Germany.
Munich,
Deutschland, in southern Germany, right there at the foothills of the Alps and all of that kind of stuff. It's going to be cold, and it's going to be in a soccer stadium or on a football pitch and all of that, but we're all going to be having fun there on the ground, and hopefully the Seahawks will as well. But what do you see going into this game? Because, Tom Brady, I mean, it looks like he was on the ropes there. They don't have a great record, but they wake up and beat the Rams last week. Seahawks are obviously flying high. This game kind of looks better this week than I think it did a few weeks ago from a Buccaneers perspective, for sure. But I think we're in for an entertaining one, don't you?
I mean, anytime you have the number one team in a division, as we do with the Hawks, first place. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, you got Tom Brady. still playing, still crushing it. But they don't have a run game. I don't know why they're not handing the ball to Lenny Fournette. Rashad White is a very talented running back too. And I think Tom threw it 58 times yesterday and they only ran it 20. I don't think they ran it more than 20, like in any other game this season, maybe like once. Hmm. And so I think that plays very well in our favor because in the early part of the season, we were susceptible to big runs. And so, now if he has to air it up 58 times, we're coming home with, three or four interceptions, I guarantee.
Wow. He's playing better football lately. However, he's Tom Brady, and he's not the most mobile guy in the world. I don't know if you've ever seen Tom Brady run, especially lately. But we got some guys on the D-line who are going to be getting after him, some linebackers possibly coming through on some blitzes and stuff, and I think we can get to him. Look, if they can sack Kyler Murray, they can sack Tom Brady, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they've had some troubles up front, which is probably why they haven't had a strong run game to support Tom in the passing attack. Mm-hmm. But they still got Mike Evans, and I think that is really a matchup. This is a guy that's been, just like D-Hop, one of the most consistent over his first 10, 11 years in the league. I think he's the first guy to ever start his career with 10 straight 1,000 yards or more seasons. And so him versus Woolen, Clash of the Titans. Yeah. It's like when I was coaching, we played the Jets, and Brandon Marshall and Richard Sherman were just going at it. They both had a great game. I think Marshall had 100 and a touchdown. Sherm had two, almost had a third. But just watching those two guys fight and duke it out like a heavyweight, boxing match, it was insane. I was having a hard time because I was up in the press box watching through binoculars because I have to find out what personnel is coming on. But as soon as the plays are, I'm just like, as soon as the ball snapped, I was just watching through the binoculars. These two just duke it out. It was insane.
Yeah, must-see TV. Yeah, for sure. I think that's a great matchup to be watching this weekend. Mike Evans having a good season. And he gets physical too. And Tariq, he's not going to back down. So that's going to be fun to watch. I think, the defense is the story right now. We kind of led the show with them last episode. And they're the story for this game as well, right? I mean, if they can hold the offense down, we know what Geno and our offense can do on the other side. So I think that's kind of the name of the game.
Yeah. I watched, who was it, the Thursday night, the Ravens and the Bucks a week ago. And yeah, man, the Ravens, they were just doing whatever they wanted, whether it was through the air, you know, with Lamar, or using the running backs, because they've had some injuries and they were still getting big yardage. And I kind of like what they were doing. I don't know, I haven't watched enough of Ravens football, but they were working the linemen up to the second level, to the linebackers. And it was a tough day for one of the best linebackers, in my opinion, Devin White. And even to where the coach had to address it, you know, after in his post-game presser. And so it'd be interesting to see what Waldron and the guys, you know, what their game plan is going into this. But I think we're going to have success both ground and air.
What about the long trip? What about the travel? Yeah. What about the schedule? What about, I mean, the time difference? You know, I think looking at just our flights going over there, it's like 14, 15 hours of travel, but then the time difference is like 8 or 9 hours.
8 hours, and 9 hours.
Yeah. We leave like Wednesday morning, but get there Thursday evening morning. Or something. You know, it's all crazy. So, I mean, what about that whole thing? I mean, for both teams, got to go through it, but it's got to be weird, right?
Well, that's why our good friend Matt McCoy, who we left yesterday. he just touched down today.
Yeah,
but he. He said, because I was like, hey, are you flying out Wednesday? He's like, I'm leaving tomorrow. This was on Saturday.
Wow.
And so then
he went almost a week early.
Yeah. Because he said he took a trip for a wedding back when we were younger. He went out there to one of his friend's weddings, and it was in Italy. So I don't know.
It's about really. The same. About the same time difference. Yeah.
He said the jet lag whooped his ass.
Yeah.
And so he sent me, Locke, producer Katie, a picture of him, you know, sprawled out in his little pod.
Oh, on the plane.
Yeah, on the plane with, in like, I think he watched like 4 movies, but yeah.
He's trying to
beat jet lag. So I don't know. Do the high knees work?
Dude, gotta have that Russell regimen going on the plane.
I mean, yeah, Russ looked like he beat jet lag. So I wonder, but well, I don't know. That's London though, right?
Producer Katie, who London's a little closer, so but it's only maybe by a couple hours. Producer Katie, who is the registered old lady around here, she says compression socks. Is that what it is?
Yes.
She swears by compression socks.
You wear those compression socks on those long flights because it helps your circulation, and then you won't get a blood clot on the way, and then you won't die.
I think I'd rather look cool than
they're black
worry about
socks. They happen to go to your knees. That's the only difference.
Listen, I will tell both of you that the last time I went to Germany was for an award show when I was on a TV show, and they flew me over there and I got to present on this award show, and it was this cool thing. But when we got there, you check in and everything. I was like, I'm going to go up and take a nap. We'll come back out later. Didn't wake up until the following evening. Went to take a nap at like 4 p.m. in the afternoon, woke up 5:30 p.m., the next day, and was like, because the blackout curtains, the whole thing, it was around the same time of year, and I had to call the front desk, and I was like, what day is it? So I don't know how these players are how they do this and how they're going to be ready to go and how they can be. I mean, you get the bye week, but that's afterwards, so
but
I don't know.
6:30 a.m. kick on our body clock, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be played at 6:30 a.m. over here.
Yeah,
They couldn't push it back to like who's scheduling this shit?
I don't
man?
Know because I think local time in Germany, the game starts around 3:30 or so in the afternoon local time. Why not just start it around 5:30 or 6? Make it a prime time night game, and then for our body clocks, it'd be a little bit later. And I don't know, who knows? But
no, I agree.
That's what they're doing. So, how much of that do you think plays a factor though? Because the offense, the Seahawks offense, like we said, flying high. The Bucs offense, not doing so great. They beat the Rams, but, you know, they don't look so flashy doing it, and they're kind of struggling scoring points. But do you think that this sort of travel and the time could be the great equalizer?
No, because we got a young team, you know? I think that plays in our favor.
I agree.
Yeah. And so I don't think they'll have a problem. And then this was like one of the – I don't know how Pete does it anymore, but like this is like one of those times that when we had a mid-season bye, Homer would be like, all right, guys, you know what's on the line. You win this game, you get the whole week off.
Oh.
And so, I mean, that definitely incentivizes guys to, you know, play hard, maybe a little harder. But I remember one time, so it worked my like first 2 years. And then the third year, I think we just had to win like the next two. And he was, you win these two, you get the whole, you know, bye week off. So we lost the tough one. We came back to the next one. And his pregame speech was amazing. And he ended it with the deal still stands. You win today and it's on. And we lost again. And,
oh, no.
And he was so pissed that after the game, he was like, all right, you know what? You got it, man. The whole week's off because I can't even stand to look at you right now. And I mean, it broke our hearts, you know, that he was, wow, that, you know, the big show was disappointed.
Yeah,
you know?
Mads, go ahead.
We would have rather had him mad at us and cuss us out. But he was like, I can't stand to look at you. Just get out of my face.
Yeah, man. It's that thing dad like silently turns his back and walks out of the room and he's more disappointed than mad.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst. Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see.
One more point, you know, this is, I don't know, because we're pretty healthy. This is an unfortunate time to get a bye week. We're in a 4-game streak. You know, you want that momentum to just keep carrying. And it's something like if you have a bye week, you generally use it to get for that second half surge. But, you know, I just don't want the energy to fall off. That's the only thing I worry about. But this is a big game for us, first place. And then we get a week off, and then, you know, there's a huge game for the Bucks because they, you know, they just won again. And so it's a 4-5, and this is, they're teetering on what's the season going to look like, what's it going to end up like. And so they need this one badly. That's the only thing that kind of concerns me from, you know, a game standpoint.
Well, you got to worry too, when you get the bye week after you're in Europe, because if they give you that whole week off afterwards, I mean, you never know, like Tyreek Woolen could end up in like Mallorca or something like that, you know.
Kobe, I'm fucking leaving.
Kobe's down there in like the south of France or something like that. I mean, everything's a train ride away, Lofa, you know, so you never know. Maybe people will have to put out a rerun of a certain podcast or something like that the week after because they're not around to record. And maybe they're in Spain, maybe they're in Portugal, maybe they're in Amsterdam, who knows where they are, Lofa. You never know where these players will end up. Not podcast hosts, the players. I'm talking about them, of course. I got to get you to hold that thought right there because it's time for a word from our friends at ButcherBox.
Wilson, you sent the game-winning email at the buzzer, avoiding a 4:55 meeting on everyone's calendar. How did you do it?
I got a huge assist from Grammarly, an AI writing partner that helped me make my point.
96% of Grammarly users say that it helps them craft more impactful writing. Would you agree?
Grammarly helped adjust my tone to navigate tough work conversations. And it works everywhere I write, so I can quickly communicate effectively.
Your teammate used Grammarly to summarize an important document, making a 3-pointer. How did he do it?
It only took one click. When everyone uses Grammarly, everything just makes sense.
You made an incredible slam dunk to end the game. The meeting was canceled, and your team will go home champions. Go to grammarly.com/podcast to download it for free. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That was a few words from our friends at ButcherBox. Back to the show. Anything else to add before we get out of here?
No, man, I'm excited.
Me too.
It's a huge game and, you know, can't wait to see what happens and the experience, right? Germany.
If you guys we do have one thing though, because if you guys are going to wager on the game or predict any scores or guess any scores, you're going to do that at betonline.ag. Use our promo code
Believe 50, BLEAV 50.
To get a 50% welcome bonus at betonline.ag, whether you're using their mobile app or the browser or whatever, head on over there to betonline.ag, your number one place to wager on sports and everything else online. What do you think for this game, Lofa? I mean, offense has been playing great. Defense has been playing great. I've been predicting close scores, but we just blew out the Cardinals pretty much. What are you thinking for this one? I'm all over the place, but the score prediction brought to you by Simply Seattle. I'll tell you about them after Lofa gives you the score.
Yeah. A tough game that the Bucs desperately need to keep their season trending in the right direction and make a playoff push. They got Tom Brady, man. And I don't care how old he is. We dropped back 58 times and his guys were letting him down, dropping the ball. I mean, they had it the drive before they did this. They won it to seal it right off the guy's face mask. So I'm sure he's having some conversations with them and I bet they're going to be ready to go. So I've still taken the Hawks and I think we're just too much as a team for them. I got us winning. I think we're going to score 34 and I'll give them 20.
Wow.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a fun trip to
Germany. Two touchdown win.
I'm gonna go. Okay. So I think the time difference, I think the travel, I think it being at a weird time. And also I think there's a chance that, you know, 3 weeks from now, you ask any of these Seahawks players, they'll forget they were even in Germany. It's like one of those whirlwind type strange out of body. You don't even know if your feet even touch the ground kind of experiences. So I think it's going to play a factor. I think that we do come out of here with a victory, of course. But I don't know if the points are as high as they have been lately. So give me the Seahawks at 20 points, 20. But I think that we shut down Tom and the Buccaneers. So I think that they only score 11.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was going to say one number higher than that, but I can't say that. Not on the Take 12 podcast. Not when I'm talking to the 12s. I can't give another team that number. So I'll take them at 11.
I respect that decision.
A Seahawk victory, nonetheless, in the offering in Japan.
Japan?
What? Where else are you going, bro?
It says Japan on this button right here.
I wouldn't be surprised if you are in Japan for the bye week.
All right. Because you said so. Thank you to our sponsors. Simply Seattle, Epic Seats. Ooh, check out... Oh, no. No, there is no giveaway for this one because... Somebody'd have to win the tickets and then immediately jump on a plane and then find a hotel. And as a person who planned a trip, and I'm sure producer Katie can especially tell you, that is hard to do.
Oh, man. Yeah, no movie trivia this week.
No movie trivia this week.
It's my favorite part.
Is there anything that comes to the top of your mind, though, when you think of Germany or playing in Germany or anything this week that you would have given us if there was a contest?
I mean, Beer Fest.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
Wayne's World 2, Wayne Stock. You know, I know all the bands haven't booked, and still plenty of tickets left. That could go well with it. Wolf of Wall Street. I'm not fucking leaving.
That's the show, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you after the game. Hands in the middle. Let's break it down. You got this one.
You got this one.
I got this one?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
We've been rolling since you or the guest have been breaking it down.
The Geno Show, K9 Show. What do we got? I don't know. We're in Germany. Something German.
Yeah, you went to Germany before.
Well, we're going to be right. Munich. Well, Germany, but Munich is situated right there by the Alps. My mom's favorite movie, The Sound of Music.
Oh.
Okay. So the hills will be alive with the sound of the Seahawks, though, Lofa.
Sound of the 12s.
Sound of the 12s. So let's just go one big, loud, musical Seahawks on three. As musical theater as you could make it, Lofa.
Chloe, what's that? What's that? I don't even know what that. I've never been to a musical, bro. What does that mean?
Well, then just yell Sound of Seahawks then, I guess, okay. On three. Sound of Seahawks on me. One, two, three. Sound of Seahawks! Every time we do two in a row.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.